No debate, no bias, just the news. Ross Tags with Zaka Jacob.
ना वाला बैठा भी नहीं रहा, कड़ा के भागो।
कम से कम दो फीट पानी अंदर रूम के अंदर है।
घर से सारा सामान गाड़ी में रख के जा रहे हैं।
So one of our frontline cities, capital of one of the biggest states in the country, Patna in Bihar, is underwater and has been for the last 3 days now. It's a story which I feel that the mainstream media is not covering enough, and we'll try and rectify that to some extent, or at least to the extent possible, tonight on Brass Tacks at 9:25 p.m. Hello and welcome to this Brass Tacks podcast. I'm Zaka Jacob. So what do we have today? Like I said, it's one of the biggest cities by population, one of the most important cities of an important state, of a large state. And for the last 3 days, incessant rainfall has literally brought Patna down to its knees. And we've seen this sort of script or this story play itself out in other cities. We've seen this every monsoon season in Mumbai. We saw this in Chennai in the 2015 floods. We saw this just last week in Pune, where people were completely stranded. We saw it in Hyderabad. This week it happens to be Patna. Next week, God knows which city it's going to be. So we're going to put this in focus tonight on Brass Tacks, because I think there is something going on here. Obviously, climate change is a big factor. The fact that cities like Patna or Pune last week are receiving in a very short span of time, 24 hours, 48 hours, so much rainfall, as much as what they would have got in an entire month or in an entire season, is suddenly being poured down in the space of just a day or two. I think that's definitely one part of the problem. What is also compounding the problem along with climate change is the fact that most of our cities are now simply ill-equipped to allow the water to just flow through. It's on the back of rampant urbanization, just, you know, unregulated, unmitigated concretization that's happened across our cities. As somebody in our newsroom said, I mean, it's water. It's got to flow somewhere, right? I mean, and if its natural pathways have been blocked because of rampant construction, then it's just going to flow into the places which are already constructed. And that is what is happening. Why we're seeing, these kind of huge deluge, whether it was in Cochin a couple of years back. And this is a state, by the way, Kerala always used to receive a lot of rain. But the floods that happened last year was because of two factors, a combination of heavy rains within a short spell of time, as well as this rampant concretization and urbanization, as a result of which the old waterways were simply lost in these new modern day cities. And like I said, we saw this in Chennai in 2015 when the floods happened. We see this virtually every year in Mumbai and now Patna. And I think the reason why certainly the English mainstream media has not given enough attention to this story is because at two levels. One, it's Patna. It's not Delhi or Mumbai or Chennai or Bangalore, one of the big metropolises in that sense. And therefore, you would have to argue that, yes, there is a bias at play here. And B, also, the script has become all too familiar, hasn't it? We've seen it with a number of cities. And we have almost come to accept this as some kind of a fait accompli. Oh, this is how it's going to be. I mean, our cities are just going to get flooded if there's heavy rains. We have just come to accept this as part of the price to pay because of the urban jungles that we've created. I think what's also happening, and it's fascinating to see glimpses of this, inspired by Greta Thunberg and others, we are seeing kids of this new generation, kids who are in school right now, are far more aware of the problem of climate change and far less accepting of the status quo. They are now wanting to come out and change the status quo. I think Greta captured that beautifully in her UN speech last week when she said, how long more are you going to go on this endless material cycle of endless growth? At some point, that endless cycle of growth is going to take its toll. And it's already taking its toll. It's visible in cities like Patna and Pune, and it's visible in cities across the world, I'm sure. So I think what we're seeing is the younger generation, kids who are in school these days, inspired again by Greta, are doing Fridays for Climate Change. So every Friday, schools from Delhi to New York to Melbourne to Sydney are all coming together to try and rescue the planet. I think inherently what they're also doing is to question our generation, the current generation, of actually having not done enough. And I think that's also a problem. We need to acknowledge, whether it is civil society, whether it is politicians, whether it is governments, policymakers, I don't think we are doing enough to combat the negative effects of climate change. I don't think we are going to hand over this planet to our children and their children in a better place than when we inherited it. And frankly, as President Obama of the US said many years ago, that's our one job. Our one job is to give our planet to our inheritors. The legacy that we leave behind should be slightly better than the planet that we inherited. And unfortunately, because of this whole climate change problem, I don't think that's how it's playing out. And it's taking young 16-year-old school kids to call us out, to call out our own hypocrisy when it comes to climate change. Because I think we are still used to the old chalta hai attitude. I don't think the kids of this day and age, the kids in school these days, are willing to accept this chalta hai anymore, particularly when it comes to the planet. And I think that's a good thing. So like I said, we're going to put the focus on this issue of climate change combined with rapid urbanization, which is leading to cities like Patna or Pune or Mumbai or Chennai, and even the hills. We've seen just how badly the hills have been affected this year because of the monsoon season. This is on record, and I think it's the proof of climate change is evident from the fact that this is on record the wettest September in over 100 years. In 102 years since the Indian Meteorological Department started keeping a check of the weather, this is the wettest September that we've had. By this time, certainly in large parts of North India, the monsoon's already gone. It's already retreated. This year, though, the monsoon has not. It is the longest retreat that we're seeing in over 100 years. 247 millimeters is what places like Patna and other parts of eastern UP have received in the month of September, which is the highest in 102 years. The reason why we're seeing such a lengthy retreat of the monsoon is because the El Nino, or the El Nino effect, which generally suppresses the progress of the monsoon, receded quite substantially through the months of July and August. That, coupled with these favorable conditions, there are many low-pressure systems that are there in the Bay of Bengal, for example, right now. So the retreating El Nino, or the reduced effect of the El Nino, and then you have these many low-pressure systems in the Bay of Bengal, these two things combined are leading to these unprecedented rains in the month of September at a time when normally you would not have had this amount of rain. So over 100 people have already died in Bihar as well as in Uttar Pradesh. A flood warning has been issued, I think, in UP, close to 30 districts, a similar figure in Bihar as well. The river, the main river across both of these states, the Ganges, is flowing several meters above the danger mark. So clearly, you know, there is cause for concern. And like I said, the repetitive nature of this story is something that should alarm all of us. It's happening this year in Bihar and in UP. Next year, it could be another bunch of states. The third year, it could be another set of states. And I think that is what we need to be extremely worried about. The problem is that this is becoming a recurring feature. And I don't think our policymakers, our urban planners, our experts are keeping pace with trying to be ahead of this rain situation. We were not ahead of it in Kerala in 2018. We are not ahead of it in Bihar in 2019. And God knows which other state is going to be affected in 2020 and in the years ahead. And if at all, those states and our country will be prepared to deal with this problem of climate change. So that's going to be our big focus tonight at 9:25. Like I said, it's a story, which is certainly not a debate, right? I mean, there's no India-Pakistan angle here. There is no Hindu-Muslim angle here. So mainstream channels at 9:25 in the night are not going to be debating this issue. And that's why we are saying that Brass Tacks is the only show which will take these issues that are pertinent, that are important, that issues that people care about, and then put it into sharp focus. So tonight at 9:25, we'll be talking about the Bihar floods, something that you will not see on any other channel. For the rest of the news, you can always go to news18.com. This is Zaka Jacob signing off.
No debate, no bias, just the news. Rostags with Zaka Jacob.